Good morning, a Thursday morning. That means Jim Kevlin, editor and publisher of Hometown Oneonta, the Freeman's Journal, and allotsego.com. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, David.
Well, let's talk about this workforce summit.
Last week, the Otsego Chamber of Commerce held a workforce summit at the Otisaga here in Cooperstown. Things started with a report by the state labor analyst, Christian Harris from Binghamton. And it turns out there are 20,000 jobs in Otsego County, which is up from about 17,000 in 1990. Not a huge increase, but it's about the same as in 2008 when the big recession hit. We're just getting back to where we were 10 years ago. In Otsego County, the unemployment rate is 3.5%, which is very good, but it's due mostly to a 12% drop in the workforce, about 3,600 people in all. And additionally, regionally, about 21,000 people in the Mohawk Valley intend to retire soon, and millennials, about 13,000 of them, aren't entering the workforce. Christian Harris said there's a huge barrier to entry, including drug tests, and he questioned whether employers should waive some of those obstacles, which I think could be somewhat controversial. Already, he said, there are about a dozen sectors with jobs that they can't fill. And a bigger part of this, as you might imagine, is healthcare. For instance, there are about 200 openings for registered nurses in the region, but only about 40 qualified applicants. In any event, in the afternoon, things wrapped up on a brighter note. An Oneonta consultant, Al Kleinman, he advises optometrists nationwide on good business practices, proposed a Come Home to Otsego County program. Al pointed out there are about 75,000 living alumni of SUNY Oneonta and Hartwick College who had good experiences at college here and would probably like to return. You know, some, of course, run their own businesses. Some are professionals. Some are in the tech business, so they can work anywhere. In his travels, Al has visited such places as Boise, Idaho, and Bozeman, Montana, which he said have reinvented themselves by shifting to knowledge worker economies, which he thinks we need to do. They visit, he said, with ingenuity, educational resources, money, and quality of life. And here's a quote. What better place to live than this amazing county? The idea would be to put together a task force, and that's already getting some traction. One of the first goals would be a marketing campaign to use the college's databases to help get the word out. There would be confidentiality issues here, but if the colleges could maintain control of their databases while participating, you know, that might work. Two would be to raise $1 million venture capital fund to pay for relocation expenses. Our senator, Jim Seward, who co-sponsored the summit, liked the idea, but he would expand it to include a stay-home component in addition to the come-home one to make sure that high school students here are aware of the opportunities that do exist. I spoke to a number of community leaders in the following days, and they like it.
Jim Kevlin is the editor and publisher of Hometown Oneonta, Freeman's Journal, and allotsego.com, where you can go to read this and other stories today or anytime. And, of course, our conversation is online at wamc.org. Jim, thank you.
Thank you, sir.